Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression Fighter Win Every Morning. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving into something incredibly tough. Coping with grief and loss. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? This is one of those massive curveballs, right? Losing someone you love, a pet, even a dream, it can knock the wind out of you, leave you feeling lost and unsure of what to do next. But here is the thing. Grief is a part of life. It's human. And while there's no magical fix, there are healthy ways to navigate this stormy sea and eventually emerge stronger on the other side. So, let's talk about some key takeaways that can help you through this tough time. First off, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Crying, anger, confusion, it's all valid. Let yourself feel the wave of emotions without judgment. Trying to suppress them is like trying to hold back a tide. Eventually, it's going to overflow. You know that feeling when you try to ignore a problem, and then it comes crashing down on you tenfold. Same idea here. Second, remember there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Some people might need time alone to process their feelings, while others find comfort in talking things out with friends and family. Don't compare your journey to anyone else's. Grief is a deeply personal experience, and what works for one person might not work for another. Third, take care of yourself physically. I know it's hard when you feel down, the last thing you want to do is exercise or eat healthy, but trust me on this one. Physical well-being can seriously impact your mental health. Even a short walk in nature can help clear your head and boost your mood. Think of it like this. If your car runs out of gas, wouldn't you fill it up? You gotta fuel your body to keep going, especially during tough times. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Journaling, art, music, even just talking to a therapist can be incredibly helpful. Ever notice how sometimes just getting things out on paper or letting it all go in a good rant can make you feel lighter? It's like releasing those bottled up emotions and giving yourself some space to breathe. Finally, remember that healing takes time. Be patient with yourself and don't expect to feel normal overnight. There will be good days and bad days, but keep moving forward one step at a time. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't conquer the whole thing in a day. It's about taking the smaller steps, celebrating each milestone, and eventually reaching the summit. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend just graduated college. They're excited for their future, but they also feel a sense of loss, leaving behind familiar faces, routines, and that shared space where you built so many memories. That feeling of bittersweetness, that tug of war between joy and sadness, is similar to what we experience with grief. You're celebrating the life that was lived while mourning its absence. It's okay to feel both things at once. It's okay to have good days where you laugh and remember fond moments, followed by days where you just want to curl up and cry. The key is acknowledging those feelings, allowing yourself to grieve in your own way, and remembering that it's a process, not a race. So, what are the big takeaways from today's episode? Acknowledge your feelings, don't bottle them up. Find what works for you, talking it out, journaling, or even physical activity. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Be kind and patient with yourself, healing takes time. And lastly, know that you're not alone. There are people who care about you and want to support you through this journey. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on coping with grief in the comments below. What helps you navigate those difficult emotions? What advice would you give to someone struggling with loss? Let's create a supportive community here, where we can learn from each other and find strength together. Until next time, remember to keep fighting for your well-being, one morning at a time. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.